For such a big job, the laying of the new fiber optic cable is going very fast. The barge left Ketchikan with 750 miles of cable on board on July 18th and arrived in Sitka 9 days later after stops in Wrangell and Petersburg. The operation is running several days ahead of schedule, and based on the number of calls KCAW received about a distressed barge traveling faster than the news. Once it comes near shore, the barge deploys divers into the water, leading to the ship-in-distress look of the situation. But GCI spokesman David Morris says pulling the 3/4-inch cable ashore can be fine work.
Yeah, for that portion, what you do, it's pretty much a manual process. You try to get some machinery to do the pulling, but there's always a little bit of nudging that takes place. And the divers are there to make sure that in that initial portion where you're laying and connecting it to the shore end, that everything is done properly and safely, just simply because it's so close to the ground.
The $33 million project will significantly boost internet speeds in southeast communities and increase bandwidth sufficiently to allow for new developments in distance education and telemedicine. Linking southeast Alaska to the main fiber optic cable between Anchorage and the lower 48 has been talked about for a few years, but because of the expense, it has always seemed a remote possibility. Morris says the rapid expansion of the internet put fiber optics on the fast track.
Part of the reason why we put this cable in is because the internet's grown, data applications have grown to the point where it's a sustainable type of transmission. It's not always been that way. Fiber cable is relatively expensive to put in, but once it goes in, the actual, you know, cent per bit that is transmitted is much cheaper than anything on microwave or on satellite.
The old microwave and satellite system, which currently transmit much of southeast telephone calls and data, is not going anywhere. Morris says the system will be maintained for smaller communities who should see a significant improvement in service as bandwidth is freed up by putting the larger towns on the cable. The cable that came ashore in Sitka on Sunday has 24 separate fiber optic strands, each of which is comprised of bundles of filaments that are about the thickness of a human hair. The cable itself is about 3/4 inch thick, significantly smaller than the deep ocean cable connecting Alaska to the lower 48. Morris says the engineers call using smaller cable like this to connect different locations a festooned network, which is less expensive than hooking up each town to the main undersea cable.
What's taking place in southeast Alaska right now is we don't have the big expense to get you connected to the lower 48. All we have to do is essentially connect the neighborhood to the cable that already exists in the Gulf of Alaska.
Morris says the last step of the cable installation will be running another ship from Ketchikan to the mid-Gulf, where the existing undersea cable will be raised and connected to the southeast network. Following that, GCI will test the system for about a month before finally switching over to the new cable sometime around November. In the meantime, lightning-fast internet is headed from Sitka to Angoon on the back of a barge at about 2 miles per hour. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.